Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. Mr. Fraud Department, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I've got a charge on my account, and I don't have any idea why it's there. I don't even know what it is, and I just want to report it.
Okay, let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
It's 80 Blair Metal Drive. That's Odenville, Alabama, 35120.
Thank you. I do see here this is for a Wi-Fi booster.
I don't have a Wi-Fi booster. What would that be exactly?
What is the Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah, what is that Wi-Fi booster? I mean, exactly, what is it?
Long story short, because it's a Wi-Fi booster. It helps speed up your Wi-Fi, things of that nature.
Oh, I don't have anything such as that. All I've got is regular internet that I pay for on a monthly basis, and I have Roku on my TV. That's it. There's no booster of any kind.
Okay.
And I certainly didn't sign up for nothing or had anything shipped to my house.
Okay, do you remember paying $6.70, anything like that?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this is a fraudulent charge, ma'am, what we do here in the fraud department, we can put this under a fraud investigation, where still we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from. During their fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud investigation, we do offer a courtesy refund amount. That would be of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Well, as far as I know, I didn't even know what a Wi-Fi booster is. I mean, I'm not up with technology that much, so I'm sure you can tell that by the questions I ask you. But we did not order any Wi-Fi booster of any kind that I know of. Is that something you got to hook up to your TV, or how's that? What exactly is that? Is it for internet, for better internet, or what?
Yeah, exactly, for better internet.
No, sir. All I've got is just basic internet with what I have. So, and that's with Hargrave in Pell City. That's the only thing I have. I don't have a booster, Wi-Fi booster. And I don't mind. This is not false, I promise you. I just don't have it, and I didn't order it to my knowledge.
Okay.
And I just want this charge taken off my statement. Or send me a new card, or whatever way it's got to be handled.
Okay. Well, if you so you're saying, so which one did you want to do? Did you want to go through that fraud investigation?
Well, I guess so, because I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of what it is, and how I got this charge on my statement. My husband usually pays the bills, and he hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to the charges. He just pays the bills, but I'm taking over now, and I look at all details. And I saw this charge, and I just called him to see what it was, because it's something that I'm just wasn't aware of.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if you provide me a few seconds while I input that fraud investigation for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
It's a Wi-Fi booster.
Something you put on the TV. But we haven't gotten.
And apparently pay for a shipping fee for that. It falls or something. I don't remember none of that. I mean, I didn't order anything.
You just have to ask her if she's seen anything. I don't know what you put this in. That's
Somebody might have gone a Wi-Fi booster and put sent to their house, but I don't have it. Oh, they could have stolen my information. They could have hacked into my information, too.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for patiently waiting.
Mm-hmm.
While the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
While the fraud investigation is going on, if we do need any more information from you, we will contact you. Is this
okay.
The email here, Nita with the H, 74 at Yahoo?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. If we do need any more, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was getting ready to pay this bill, too, so I should wait on that. Not the bill I'm talking about. I'm talking about this was on my card. I was going to go ahead and pay it, Costco.
Well, it's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days also.
Okay, should I just wait? That's what I'm wondering. Should I just wait to pay the bill? I guess I'm going to make sure I'm not paying it, and then I'm going to have it taken off. So I'll have to pay my bill at least two or 3 days ahead of time.
Gotcha.
I'll just wait till the actual due date and see if that's going to reflect a different price.
No problem. Well, would there be anything else I can do for you?
No, sir. That'll be all.
All right. Well, do you thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.